a pleasure to have Mr. Jeffrey Botkin joining us for this segment. He's a father, pastor, and elder, and he's a man that's mentored many young men, but also had his own sons mentored by other godly men. So thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Good to be with you.
In light of that, I want to talk about your son, Noah.
Okay.
Noah is someone that had an interest in something that was more agricultural in nature, mm-hmm. and it might not be your expertise per se. I know you have experience, but
right.
you wanted him to be mentored by this other father.
Right.
How did that work? How did that get initiated? And particularly, how did you set up the parameters of the relationship so that you weren't compromising your role as the primary mm-hmm. mentor in his life, and yet holding him accountable to that mentoring relationship? What did that involve?
Right. Great. Occasionally, fathers will be approached by others who said, hey, I know you have a son who's really interested in this, and I know somebody who's really great. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a musician, I know somebody who's really a good music teacher. You should have. Fathers need to be very careful about that outside input, and they need to revert to that kind of outside mentoring only when necessary, because essentially they're losing those years or days or months or weeks, however long it is, with their son, if they extend their son to that opportunity, mm-hmm. if they give their son that opportunity. It could be dangerous in a lot of ways, especially if it's a faraway place and you don't really know what's going on. So what I did in this particular occasion, someone suggested a mentor, a man I did not know.
Really?
Yeah, to help my son in an area, and this man had great expertise in the area that I did not have. And my son wanted to learn a lot about refurbishing of engines, conversion of engines to other forms of energy to run them, and I that's something I don't know how to do, to a truck, to a car engine. And it's something that I want my son to know. So I'm very attracted to this opportunity, but who is this man? I needed to check out the situation, and it's many hundreds of miles away. So I need to be, as a responsible father, check it out, because there will be spiritual influences, not only from this teacher, but anyone who's around the teacher. So here's what I discovered. If my son goes up there, he'll be working around a lot of other young men his age, some of whom are Christian, some who are not. Where will he live? Well, he'll live in the home with the mentor. You know.
And what kind of environment is that?
What kind of environment is that? So I had to look into all these things before I made any decision. And then I had to make sure that as I had these discussions with the father to father, that we both understood each other, so there wouldn't be any disappointment on my side or his side. And one thing that I did, and I think every father needs to do, if they're sending their son away to an unknown environment, to say to the mentor, I'm so grateful for this opportunity, but if anything in there, inadvertently, something that you don't intend to happen, would happen that would be a negative influence on my son, I need to be able to pull him back on very short notice, like 1 minute. Okay, do you understand? Are we understood on that? That I'm responsible for my son, and if he's stepping into a situation he cannot handle, maybe it's all his fault that he's just not mature enough to handle this, I cannot let it go on so that he would be compromised, hurt, marked, scarred, ruined for life. And that kind of thing can happen away from the home, especially when we can't see everything that's going on. And this particular situation was very risky, because he would be around, as I did my research, one particular unbeliever, his age, that could have been a really bad influence. If our sons are not mature enough to handle a situation like that, they have no business going into a mentoring relationship like that. Mm-hmm. That's just way too dangerous. He's going to live in a home. If there are young unmarried daughters in this home, is he mature enough to be able to handle a situation like that? Is he mature enough to be a guest in someone's home long term?
To represent your name well.
To represent the Lord, and
right.
To be a gentleman. Mm-hmm. And so we evaluated all these things and afterward decided that even though it was risky, we had managed and reduced the risks as much as we could, that my son was capable and was enough of a leader to be able to resist negative influences, if he was being reminded, if he was being carefully monitored, if he was being had fellowship with his dad on the phone every day and with his family, and if the mentor, the adult mentor, was watching for his, you know, his weaknesses and helping him with that.
Right.
And so we talked about all those things. And so we minimized the risks and we decided, okay, we believe it'll really be worth it and it could actually be a very positive experience to test my son and give him a moral test to be stepping out from under this protection that he's got in his own family. I mean, this is a huge risk. This is a moral test. And the Lord tests the sons of men with tests like this to see if they will be willing to continue to seek him with all their heart and all their soul. I'm sending my son out as an arrow to see if he flies straight.
So referring back to this agreement that you had with the father,
yes.
Did you draft anything up? Was that verbal? Is that writing?
Well, most of it was all verbal, but I think it's always, always, always good in any business relationship of any kind to put something in writing. Hmm. And so what I did, just to make sure that we were exactly on the same page and there weren't any misunderstandings of any kind, I wrote down a little memorandum of understanding. Do we understand this? And let me just read.
Sure.
Let me just read from this document. And this is, you know, this is not a formula that must need to be followed by, you know, everyone who ventures into this area. But it proved to be, and it can prove to be, in any situation like this, very helpful, just so that fathers and other fathers can understand the situation, so that sons can understand what's expected of them, and so that everybody's on the same page. Mm-hmm. Try to get the spirit of it. Don't try to copy the letter of this, but they can see the spirit. So I say to him, because our conversation, and I've never met this man personally, our conversations have all been all over the telephone. But in checking him out, I talked to people who knew him. I did very serious, extensive research on the whole situation, where it was geographically, what was nearby, what cities, what I did. I looked into everything. So I say here, I'm noting some details in this memo just so we're sure we understand the situation father to father. Let me know if I have misunderstood anything about your plans or intentions, or if you would like to add or clarify or amend any of these points. And then I just list some of the points that we've talked about just to make sure that we're clear. My son is coming to help your family as a volunteer, not expecting any financial compensation, but fully expecting to serve you with the attitude of a professional employee. Okay? So it's clear. He's not expecting to be paid. And I'm not expecting you to pay him for this. He's coming to help as a volunteer, but he'll be acting like a professional employee. He's not there on, I go on to say, you are the boss, and he's there to work hard and take orders. Okay, so even though he's not getting paid.
This doesn't sound like a contract.
Okay.
A legal contract.
All right.
I like it.
Okay. And then I say, please sharpen his strengths and point out any shortcomings as you would to any employee or to any son. Hmm. Okay, so that's, I'm giving him, I'm helping to articulate the way that I see his duty and responsibility, because I'm literally transferring much of my authority to this other father
right.
as a mentor. He wants to grow and learn and excel in these areas. Promptness in acting on an assignment. And these are things I'm working with my son on. I'm saying, so please, as his mentor, continue to helping in this. Promptness in acting on any assignment. Remembering and completing all assignments. And working at peak efficiency. Please help him advance in all these areas. So these are things that my son is, I'm working with him on, and I want this to continue and to excel. Expenses. He will cover his own travel, and you will be covering room and board. Okay? So this, just so we know, we're just putting it down here. Lodging. He will be lodging with you in your spare room, and knows he will be conforming himself to the rules of your household. Mm. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so we're getting this straight up front. We're talking about it, making sure that we've talked about it. And we talked about these things over the phone, but I'm just putting them down just so we know, okay, we covered this. Have I misunderstood anything? Mm-hmm. The curriculum. Our main goal is to learn to take initiative as a hard worker. Our secondary goal is to learn to interact with you and your family and having fruitful discussions on theology. That was part of the deal. We wanted him to really be able to talk to this man about aspects of theology that they're both learning. Our tertiary goal, to observe the details of an operating farm helping in every capacity he brings with him, and learning any new skills he can pick up in the course of the busy season. Though he isn't eager to learn about mechanics and engineering, he brings no special expectations about shop time, shop lessons, or any sort of tutoring. I mean, he's really hoping he can learn to weld and tear engines apart and do all these things, but I'm saying he's not bringing that expectation. If he needs to hoe the weeds in the farm, you know, the whole time up there, he won't be disappointed. Mm-hmm. I'm managing his expectations. Mission one for him is to help you get the crop processed and take every hour of his time on the farm as it comes, rain, shine, or unavoidable complications. Okay, then the section on authority. I'm delegating my paternal oversight and protection to you for the time he is there. Please do not hesitate to admonish, correct, reprove, exhort with loving boldness, toughness, and strictness. Please contact me immediately if I'm needed to assist you with any questions or challenges that come up with him. And there weren't any, but I'm putting this down. You know, we've got to maintain the momentum that where he's growing. Unique challenges. I do not expect any challenges that would compromise your wishes and mine, but if for any reason Noah becomes more of a liability than an asset, please feel free to send him home at once. Okay? I'm putting this on the table. You know, I want the father to have that freedom. You know, if my son would do anything inappropriately, there must be discipline for it. If any morally or spiritually dangerous situation threatens, perhaps with hired help or other unintended relationships, I'll instruct Noah to work with and through you to deal with it decisively. If it can't be resolved, the best last resort solution might be to bring home Noah home early. Mm-hmm. Bring him home early. Just so we know you can send him home early, I can pull him home early,
right,
if we need to, mm-hmm, because of the threat to his soul or to the threat to your household. I certainly do not anticipate this, but it is good for men to contemplate worst-case contingencies and orderly solutions before any sudden dangers can suddenly corrupt. Because men can be corrupted. Young men can be corrupted bang like that. And we need to know that and know how to deal with it. At home, I can deal with it,
right,
very fast. When he's away from home, I'm concerned for that. Bad company corrupts. We can't be deceived about that. And there are people working on that farm that this owner of the farm doesn't even know well,
right,
and that I don't know well. And Noah's never been tested in the field with the influence of men who might really be corrupting men. I take this responsibility for my son very seriously. And I'm grateful that you too understand the spiritual conflicts that always lie in ambush. When we talk about allergies, we talk about tools that he might need to bring of his own. I talk about several other things. But you get the picture of what, you know. Let's just put these things on the table. What are his expectations? What do I expect of him? What does this man expect of him? Just so that we know the goals for the mentorship program and the spiritual instruction that needs to happen around all the practical instruction they'll get.
That's super. I really want to thank you not only for thinking through this in such detail for your own family, but for sharing it with us. Really, really great. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.